In Khutbah by Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Muslim American spokesman for human salvation, titled Industry and Excellence of Character in Al-Islam, was recorded April 5, 1996, in Chicago, Illinois.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We praise God, we witness that He is one, we associate none with Him in worship, and he witnessed that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed about 1400 years ago or so, is the seal of the prophets, the last of the prophets. The prayers and the peace be upon him. And what follows of that salute, of that salutation to the last prophet. We thank Allah for our presence here, for our health and our ability to be present here today. We thank Allah for making us Muslims, inviting us to the religion of Islam, making us Muslims, giving us the faith, and enabling us to have a community. We praise Allah, who sent messengers one after another, prophets and messengers one after another, prophets who were also messengers one after another, until the last Muhammad, about 1400 years ago, the Prophet Muhammad, upon him be peace. He was the child of Mecca, where the Kaaba is, where we turn in prayer in that direction, the Qibla, our direction, our Qibla. He was a citizen and a child of that city. And he was also a member of the family, our tribe, the big tribe of Quraysh, the most respected tribe of Arabia, or of the Arabs, of that peninsula called Arabia, Saudi Arabia now. We witnessed that it was that prophet who received the Quran, the last revelation, the last word from God, not just to the Arabs of that peninsula, to the people of that peninsula called Arabia or Saudi Arabia, but to the whole world, to the whole of mankind. And Allah says of Muhammad, the last prophet, that he is a mercy to all the worlds, that he is a mercy to all the worlds. We witness also that the house, the Kaaba, or the Bayt, the house that we turn to in prayer, directing ourselves in prayer all around this world, over a billion of us, that house was not just built for the local people of that land, that house was built for all people. God says, highly glorified is he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, highly glorified is he. He says that it is the first house built for the worship of God and for all people. Buniya linnas, built for all people. We know also that God has cautioned us himself with the Quran, with the words of God in the Quran, that we should not take that house, that symbol there, to our hearts and to our minds as something to be worshipped. We should not let it mystify us to the point that we think it has some power of its own. It's only stone. It's only stone. It, as a symbol, it has a great message. Then God says that in that house is guidance. Guidance for mankind. In that house itself. That means in the symbol itself, if you understand the message in the symbol, that in that message that's in the symbol, or in the symbolic house itself, that represents something else in abstract, though it's concrete, if you understand that, that's guidance in there for all people, for mankind. But don't worship the house. God says, Li ilafi Quraysh, for the people of the Quraysh people. Rihlat ash-shita'i was-sayf, for their journey and in the winter through the over winter and summer. Says, فَلْيَعْبُدُ رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Worship, therefore, worship the Lord of this house, knowing that he is the one who gave you food, he provided for you your food, and saved you from fear. And الَّذِي يَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ, the one who provided for them food in the time of hunger, wa amanahum in the house, and saved them or gave them security against fear. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Therefore, worship the Lord of this house, not the house. Worship the Lord of this house. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَأَمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. The one who fed you in the time of hunger and saved you or gave you security against fear. Now, God says also, what is the matter with you? So everybody didn't respond as they should have responded. God says, what is the matter with you that you don't respond when it is God and the messenger who calls you to life? Actually, the language is who calls you to that which gives you life. Who calls you to that which gives you life. We just heard the call of prayer for the Jummah, the big gathering, the most sacred day in the Islamic life, or in the Islamic community life, Jummah, Friday. We just heard the call to prayer on this day, on this very special day, the most holiest, the most sacred of days for Muslims, Jummah, even more sacred than the Eid al-Adha, than the Eid al-Fitr, than the Eid al-Adha. More sacred than any holiday, this day, the Jummah, that comes every week for us, every week for us, this great Friday. On this, you just heard the call, and the call said, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah, come to prayer, come to worship, come to prayer, come to worship, and Hayya ala salah, come to success, come to success. This is a religion that invites us to worship God and God alone, to make the proper prayers to Him, the Salat, which are five in number, and follow the way of Muhammad, the tradition of Muhammad, the last prophet, prayers and peace be on him, follow his, what they call his sunnah, his way, his tradition, his life that he set before us as he practiced the religion under God, under God's order, and under God's invitation. So this religion says, Hayya ala salat. Hayya means life, living, living. Hayya means living. There's a proverb in the Bible, and it's reasoned to be an Arab proverb by the theologians of the Bible, the Christian theologians themselves. It says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Al-kalbun hayyun akbaru min masadin maytin. The Arabs know this saying very well. A living dog is better than a dead lion. So this is a religion that the Arabs appreciated because they were a band of many tribes, banded together, or divided one against another. You know that when the Muhammad brought the Quran to them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prayers and peace be on him, they were disbanded. They were not united. But some of them band together. Some of their tribes band together. And the stronger would band together, or the more numerous would band together and impose their way on the others. Until Islam came and united them and made them one community. All of those tribes came in under one community, the community of Al-Islam. And that tribe we mentioned, that most respected of all the tribes that the Prophet was born of, the tribe of Quraysh, it was known for its strong spirit of community. The Quraysh tribe had the strongest community spirit of all the other tribes. It was known to have more social life, more social establishment, more social principles, more social laws than all the other tribes. Its history, especially its history preceding the birth of Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, for about a couple of hundred years or so, its history was a history of strong community life. And it was a prophet out of that tribe, out of that most noticeable and most respected of all the tribes. It was the prophet out of that tribe that was chosen to be the prophet to the whole of humanity. And God says of us that this community, هذه أمتا واحدة, this community of yours is one community. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعَبُدُونِ. And I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. This is the word of God to us. So you can see in the words that I've given you so far in this khutbah on this very special day, you can see the emphasis on community. And the Kaaba then is a symbol for the unity of the community. The Kaaba is a symbol for the unity of the community. And this community wasn't intended to be just a local community. This community is intended to be a community covering the whole world. God says again, "Antum khayra ummatan ukhrijat lin-nas." You are the best of the communities evolved for all people. Antum, you, many, the many you of you, all Muslims, khayra ummatan, the best, the most useful, the most beneficial of all the communities. Ukhrijat lin-nas, evolved for all people. Moses is a prophet, upon him be peace, who's very special in the prophetic projection of the word and plan of God. And Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him, is established in the Quran and in the tradition as a prophet like unto Moses. And we know that Moses is known to have led a people outside of another social system, outside of another political government or political power, and outside of their social and cultural system into an independent social and cultural system. That's what we know of Moses. The same thing we know now of Muhammad. God blessed him to lead the community of Muslims into a sense of government. They realized the first government in the city of Medina, Munawwara, the city of the light or the enlightenment. They realized a sense of government and they became a government there. A kingdom was established on earth right there. And it's still there. And it's still a lovely place, a beautiful place to go to visit. And it's still the second of the most sacred places for Muslims on this earth. That place where the Prophet established his home and for the purpose of establishing a system for the social life of the Muslims, our government system. That is to spread until it covers the whole earth, embrace everybody. Not that everybody will be a believer or everybody will accept it, but it is to invite everybody, and some from everybody will come. Some from everybody will come. This religion has not just an attraction for whites, or an attraction for Arabs, or an attraction for blacks. We know that the Prophet in his last sermon, he played down the importance of these things over the importance of the Word of God in the community of Muslims. He said there's no superiority of a black over a white and no superiority of a white over a black. And then he addressed nationalism. There's no superiority of Arabs over non-Arab or of a non-Arab over an Arab. So he did away with all of that. In Islam, there can be no nationalism as a part of our religion. Our religion does not permit us to have nationalism as a principle or a concern for our religion. And it doesn't permit us to have racism or racial arrogance or racial supremacy at all. There is no superiority of one color over another, and there is no superiority of one nation over another. We know that this is the confusion that was in Scripture before. People claiming to be God's chosen nation, and that their nation was going to be the nation for all the world to recognize and for all the world to bow down to and pay homage to. We know that was in the religion, but Islam kills it. It takes it out. So let us not jump into these traps that were designed by people generations before us and thousands of years before us. Don't drop into their old rusty traps. But accept Islam, the refined and beautiful religion that appeals to every decent, sensible human being. It appeals to your heart. It appeals to your mind. It appeals to your spirit. It appeals to your flesh and blood. This religion is a religion that unites you with your own self and unites you with your own people and with other people that belong to you by distant relationship, established upon the belief that Adam is the father of us all, and it joins you with God, the creator of us all. That religion gives you peace in your heart and in your soul, and you feel good. So don't even think about having somebody tell you something different. Allahu Akbar. So we praise God that has called us to faith, that we have heard a caller calling to faith, and we have responded saying we believe. Praise be to Allah. And that caller, we know that Munadi, who was calling, is Muhammad. That's one of his attributes. That was Muhammad, the last prophet, calling us to faith. And we have responded and accepted faith. And we know also that God calls us to life. That means we also must accept the life. So we praise God, who created everything and planned the whole creation to support his aim, his will and his aim, which is to have the best of creation serving him and him alone. And the best of creation is rational man and the rational human community that accepts the guidance of God and form their community accordingly and worship God only and work for God's pleasure to make themselves better and better, more excellent and more excellent in his life every day and every year until the end of time. We praise God for his creation of Muhammad the Prophet. He created Muhammad the Prophet. We praise Allah for his creation, Muhammad the Prophet. We accept him as the messenger of God and as still the prophet's the last. We praise Allah for the messenger of God, Muhammad, and we follow his tradition. We don't follow any other man's tradition over our prophet's tradition. We don't follow any other man's ideas over our prophet's way. We don't follow any other man's ideology over what has been given to us in the Quran and in our prophet. We don't let any of our ideology come in the way of Quran and what prophet have given us from himself, from his own life. Whether it be education, the secular world's knowledge, or whether it be their Bibles, their scriptures, or whether it be their political ideology, their nationalism, we reject it all if it conflicts with what God has given us in the Quran and in the Sunnah and the life of the Prophet. Praise be to Allah. Allah is greater. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to God, the Lord of all the worlds, the sustainer, the cherisher of all the worlds. Wa lillahi alhamd, and for God is the praise and the thanks, all of it. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise and the thanks is for Allah. For Allah, the Lord, sustainer, the creator, sustainer, and cherisher of the universe. We witness that he is one and one alone, has no partner in the rule of the heavens and the earth. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed about 1400 and so years ago, is the seal of the prophets in the, prophesied in the scriptures, the last of the prophets. The prayers and the peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. And what follows of that salute to the last prophet. We pray that Allah give strength to our weak people and to our aging people and to our sick people and give them health and strength to live to see their life out as they want it to be on this earth. And we hope that Allah will increase this community, its members, in knowledge, the knowledge of Islam, first of all. We hope that Allah will increase this community in the knowledge of Islam. And the knowledge of Islam is to be found in the Quran first and in the life of the Prophet to whom the Quran was revealed. If we read the Quran, we can't help but learn of Muhammad the Prophet. The Quran was revealed to him, the words came through him, the language was first spoken, the language we read on the pages of the book in Arabic, now translated into hundreds of languages, that by Saudi Arabia, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, within the last few years, have made available the translation of the Quran in more than 100 languages. We know that language, when you read the language, the words itself that human beings speak, we know that language came from the mouth of Muhammad the Prophet. It didn't come from anybody else's mouth. It was his mouth first. Even though we know the angel was the medium, Jibril, was the medium to bring it to Muhammad the Prophet from Allah, God himself. But that language, those words did not come from Jibril's mouth. Jibril does not have the mouth of a man. The words came from Muhammad's mouth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and the peace be upon him. Came from his mouth. And just as you're hearing my voice now, and you're hearing my words now, me speaking of what God revealed to Muhammad the prophet, when they were sitting before him in Arabia 14 centuries ago or more, they heard his voice. And they didn't hear a word from the Quran until they heard Muhammad's voice. And then the scribes began to write it down and preserve it for generations to come. So understand the reality. Don't let the spookism kill the reality. Keep your eyes open and understand the reality. The reality is your foundation. The reality is your strength. The reality is your key for the victory in the future. Stick with the reality. And don't let spookism or mysticism take you off of the reality, the foundation of reality. Now, in my conclusion, concluding this khutbah, I said I was going to speak for only 15 minutes and conclude it within 25. I think I'm going a little bit over the time. Praise be to Allah. In my conclusion of this khutbah, on this wonderful special day, this most sacred of days for the Muslim community, of the whole world, the international ummah, the international Muslim community, and I want to invite you, all of you, to read what has happened since 1975. Read it not on pages, page for page. Read it in your recollection. Read it in the effect it has had on you. Read it. And when you read it, you'll see that we are in accord with God's plan that he has for all people in the Quran. And that plan is to motivate them, to give them the spirit to want to be a community and to want to be responsible for community life. If to be responsible for community life, you have to appreciate life, first of all. We are told that Islam is a comprehensive religion, meaning it leaves out nothing important for the life of people. It is a comprehensive religion. But you should first understand that life is comprehensive itself. Human life is not satisfied with just having hymn books. Human life wants more than that. It wants more than just the hymn books. So we find that the human life, when it's established and it's strong, and it can accommodate places for the hymn book readers, we find that it's supported by something a little bit broader than the hymn book reader. It's supported by knowledge, faith, knowledge, sciences. Not one science, sciences, many sciences. And a community of people that appreciate that and raise their children to appreciate that and raise their children to qualify in the avenues of intelligence, in the avenues of knowledge. And God says, knowledge, huh? He has created us that we should have knowledge. Then he brings our attention to the fact that he had made us rational. He made us to look for logic. He made our minds to want to look for logic, to look for understanding. To get out of confusion, to free the mind from ignorance and confusion. He said he had made us like that. Then why don't we respond to the Quran, the book from God, that respects the best of us? And the prophet said that God has not made anything better for a human being than his ability to reason. If he didn't have the ability to reason, he wouldn't be any higher than the animal on the totem pole of evolution. But because he has the ability to reason, to think himself into another vision for the future, to think himself into another idea for his life, he has the ability to reason and break from all molds and all restraints and all laws and all ways and all culture and come into another house of knowledge, culture, morals, etc. that gives him a different behavior. So in my conclusion, I want to invite you to look at what has happened since 1975. Review it in your own mind and in your own memory, in your own life experiences. Review it, even though it takes you maybe just 5% or maybe 2%. Review it and see where we are today. Listen to the voice today. Try to identify the spirit today. The spirit today is community. That's what the spirit is. And you have to now take on that spirit so that spirit will affect your behavior. So your behavior will become the community behavior. You won't be behaving like black people divided against each other, or like black Muslims divided against other Muslims. You will take on a new spirit. And as a result of that, that new spirit will form in you a new behavior. A new behavior. And you will be ready then to follow us on the road to a new destiny. And the destiny is great community. Great community. Providing all the needs for human life as God intended. Great community under God. Under the Quran. The real destiny. So we ask Allah to always give us guidance. Forgive those who err. Show us mercy. Turn to us and accept our prayers for forgiveness. Have mercy on us and give us guidance. Give us the guidance that you provide. The guidance that you have provided, the Quran. The Quran. Oh Allah, we pray as Muslims pray all over this world among the learned. Make the Quran accessible to us. And make the attainment of it easy for us. And keep us in this way, and let us be witnesses to the Prophet that we are the people of the Quran and the people of the in the following of Muhammad the Prophet and the people for justice under God. Ameen. Allahu Akbar. There's not enough room, just form another sharp line. Don't leave the line you're in, just form another sharp line right in front. As long as you stand shoulder to shoulder, it's okay. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين وزيتون وطور سنين وهذا بلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أهل التقليد ثم ردناه أسفل السافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
Allah who Akbar. Allah who Akbar. Allah who Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي يطعمهم من جوع.